President.
Senator Pogermiller.
Mr. President, I move that further proceedings on the roll call be dispensed with, the Sergeant-at-Arms be instructed to bring in the absent members.
Okay, on that motion, all in favor, signify by saying aye. Opposed. Motion prevails. The chaplain for today is our own Senator Gary Kubley.
Shall we pray? Creator, Redeemer, and Indwelling Spirit, in the final days of session, Lord, we ask your blessing upon each of your people, upon the governor, and upon each legislator here, regardless of their opinions, regardless of their political understandings. Help us to see how our own egos get in the way of seeing who it is you have created us to be. Help us to refrain from defining ourselves based on ego expression, for the ego needs enemies to help it more clearly identify itself. Remind us each day to pray for those who oppose us, for in so doing we will discover not that prayer changes our political opponents, but that prayer changes the one who prays, to the end that we might see one another anew as someone you love, with the same intensity you love us. As we seek to follow the leading of the indwelling spirit, Lord, to become more and more like you, may we be given the courage to follow the subtle promptings of that same spirit, to go and do likewise. In your strong name, amen.
Thank you, Gary. Very nice. Good, good message. Secretary will take the roll.
Anderson, Bach, Berglund, Betzold, Bonoff, Carlson, Chaudhry, Clark, Cohen, Dahl, Day, Dibble, Dill, Dahl, Erickson, Ropes, Fishbach, Phoebe, Foley, Fredrickson, Gerlach, Gimsey, Han, Higgins, Ingebrigtsen, Johnson, Jungbauer, Kielash, Koch, Coring, Kubley, Langseth, Latz, Limmer, Laurie, Lynch, Marty, Metzen, Michelle, Bois, Murphy, Olsen, Olson G, Olson M, Ortman, Pappas, Parisot, Pogemiller, Pretner, Solon, Rest, Roebling, Rosen, Rummel, Saltzman, Saxog, Scheid, Senjum, Sharon, Sieben, Skoy, Skogan, Sparks, Stumpf, Tomasoni, Torres Ray, Vanderveer, Vickerman, Wieger.
Quorum is present. First order of business is messages from the House.
Mr. President, I have the honor to announce the passage by the House of the following Senate files. Herewith return Senate file numbers 213 and 763, signed Elvin A. Mathewitz, Chief Clerk of the House. Next message is on Senate File 79, Senator Tomasoni. Mr. President, I have the honor to announce passage by the House of the following Senate file as amended by the House, in which amendments and concurrence of the Senate is respectfully requested. Senate File 79, a bill for an act relating to local government authorizing the Central Iron Range Sanitary Sewer District. Senate File 79 is herewith returned to the Senate, signed Elvin A. Mathewitz, Chief Clerk of the House.
Senator Tomasoni.
Thank you, Mr. President. Members, I move that the Senate concur in the amendments by the House to Senate File 79 and that the bill be placed on its repassage as amended.
Okay, Senator Tomasoni, a brief description of the bill and what has changed since it's left the Senate.
Mr. President, members, this is the Sanitary Sewer District bill from the Iron Range, and the House made a one-word change that just made the bill better, and it was a recommendation from the PFA that we change the word.
Discussion on Senator Tomasoni renews his motion that the Senate concur in the amendments of the House to Senate File 79 and that the bill be replaced placed on repassage as amended. All those in favor, signify by saying aye. Opposed. Motion prevails. Third reading. Third reading.
Senate File 79, a bill for an act relating to local government authorizing the Central Iron Range Sanitary Sewer District.
Secretary will take the roll. Jeff, Michelle, Metzen. Marty. Secretary, Secretary, we'll close the roll. There being 61 ayes, 0 nays. The bill is passed. It's title agreed to.
Mr. President, I have the honor to announce passage by the House of the following Senate file as amended by the House, in which amendments the concurrence of the Senate is respectfully requested. Senate file 492, a bill for an act relating to transportation, regulating use and operation of mini trucks on public roadways. Senate file 492 is herewith returned to the Senate. Signed, Elvin A. Mathewitz, Chief Clerk of the House.
Senator Scogin.
Mr. President, thank you. I move that the Senate do not concur in the amendments of the by the House to Senate file number 492, and that a conference committee of three members be appointed by the Subcommittee on Conference Committees on part of the Senate to act with a like conference committee appointed on the part of the House.
On the motion by Senator Scogin, all those in favor, signify by saying aye. Opposed. Motion prevails.
The next message is on Senate File 915, Senator Dibble. Mr. President, I have the honor to announce passage by the House of the following Senate file as amended by the House, in which amendments of concurrence of the Senate is respectfully requested. Senate File 915, a bill for an act relating to insurance requiring school districts to obtain employee health coverage through the Public Employees Insurance Program. Senate File 915 is herewith returned to the Senate. Signed, Elvin A. Mathewitz, Chief Clerk of the House.
Senator Dibble.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I move that the Senate do not concur in the amendments by the House to Senate File 915, and that a conference committee of five members be appointed by the Subcommittee on Conference Committees on the part of the Senate to act with a like conference committee appointed on the part of the House.
On the motion by Senator Dibble, all those in favor, signify by saying aye. Opposed. Motion prevails. Okay.
Here, bring it.
Mr. President, I have the honor to announce the passage by the House of the following Senate file as amended by the House, in which amendments to concurrence of the Senate is respectfully requested. Senate File 1009, a bill for an act relating to public safety, clarifying the prostitution penalty enhancement provision for repeat offenders. Senate File 1009 is herewith returned to the Senate. Signed, Albany Mathewitz, Chief Clerk of the House.
Okay, Senator Pogamiller for Senator Torres Ray.
Mr. President, on behalf of Senator Torres Ray, I move the Senate do not concur in amendments by the House to Senate File Number 1009, and that a conference committee of three members be appointed by the Subcommittee on Conference Committees on the part of the Senate to act with a like conference committee appointed on the part of the House.
On the motion, all in favor signify by saying aye. Opposed, motion prevails.
Mr. President, I have the honor to announce the House has acceded to the request of the Senate for the appointment of a conference committee consisting of five members of the House on the amendments adopted by the House to the following Senate File 1012, a bill for an act relating to state government appropriating money for environment and natural resources. There has been appointed as such committee on the part of the House Representatives Wagenius, Knuth, Kath, Purcell, and Loon. Senate File 1012 is herewith returned to the Senate. Signed, Albany Mathewitz, Chief Clerk of the House.
Okay, we'll go to the next order of business, Senator. Reports of committees. Senator Pogamiller.
Mr. President, I move that committee reports printed in the agenda be adopted.
On the motion, all in favor signify by saying aye. Opposed, motion prevails. Without objection, remaining on. We go to him. Okay, the next order of business is a second reading of House bills printed on today's agenda without objection. Second reading of House bills. Next order of business is introduction and first reading of Senate bills. They are printed on today's agenda without objection. First reading of Senate bills. The next order of business is motions and resolutions. There are two authors' motions. Without objection, we will take them as one motion. All those in favor, signify by saying aye. Opposed, motion prevails. We're going to revert to messages.
This message was on your agenda, Mr. President. I have the honor to announce passage by the House of the following Senate file as amended by the House, in which amendments the concurrence of the Senate is respectfully requested. Senate File 1284, a bill for an act relating to lawful gambling, modifying lawful purpose and other definitions. Senate File 1284 is herewith returned to the Senate. Signed, Albany A. Mathewitz, Chief Clerk of the House.
Senator Laurie.
Mr. President, I move we concur in the House amendments to Senate File 1284.
Okay, Senator Laurie, a very brief description of the bill and what has changed since the Senate last saw this bill.
The bill was the Gambling Control Board bill we had up earlier this week, I believe, and the only change is the House took out one small section regarding electronic paddle wheels. The rest of it is exactly as we passed on the Senate floor.
Okay, discussion. Seeing none, Senator Laurie renews the motion that the Senate concur in the amendments by the House of Senate File 1284 and the bill be placed on its repassage as amended. All those in favor, signify by saying aye. Opposed, motion prevails. Secretary will give the bill its third reading.
House File 1284, a bill for an act relating to lawful gambling, modifying lawful purpose and other definitions, etc.
Secretary will take the roll on the final passage. All senators having voted, desire to vote. Secretary will close the roll. There being 63 ayes, 0 nays, the bill is passed. It's title agreed to. You want to, the next order of business is a calendar. Senator Pogemiller,
Mr. President, I would move the lieovers on the calendar. Move to waive the lieovers.
Yeah. Okay, on that motion to waive the lieovers, all those in favor, signify by saying aye. Opposed, motion prevails. Okay, there's going to be about 15 bills here that we'll be voting on. Yeah, the first bill will be voting on is number 4, House File 1529. This is a Betzel bill. Secretary will give the bill its third reading.
House File 1529, a bill for an act relating to civil proceedings, removing a dollar limitation on attorney or agent fees in certain cases.
Secretary will take the roll. All senators having voted, desire to vote. Secretary will close the roll. There being 65 ayes, 0 nays, the bill is passed. It's title agreed to. Number 7 on the calendar is House File 1250. The chief author is Senator Dibble. Secretary will give the bill its third reading.
House File 1250, a bill for an act relating to transportation, regulating electric vehicle infrastructure, etc.
Secretary will take the roll. Jeff? Michelle? All senators having voted, desire to vote. Secretary will close the roll. 58 ayes. Senator Carlson votes aye. Senator Carlson votes aye. There's being 59 ayes, 6 nays. The bill is passed. It's title agreed to. I would skip over the next one. The author's not at her seat. Number 9 on the calendar is House File 1745. This is a Senator Marty is the chief author.
Mr. President.
Senator Marty.
Mr. President, I'd like to request unanimous consent to take off an amendment that was put on the bill on the floor yesterday. And I've talked with Senator Senjum and from my committee, Senator Coring, as well as leadership here. And so I'm asking for unanimous consent to remove an amendment that we put on the bill yesterday.
Okay, any opposition to that? Seeing none, you're...
Mr. President, I will explain the amendment briefly. It was a Senator Lynch amendment, which we thought was technical. It is sort of fairly technical amendment related to the Board of Dentistry and the dental practitioner thing. We think it's not necessary. It was fairly technical, but the Dental Association raised some concerns about it, and rather than that, I'd rather we just take it off rather than have any concern over it. I think there was no contest over putting it on. I don't think there should be a problem taking it off.
Okay.
Mr. President.
Senator Corey.
Mr. President, I am supportive of what Senator Marty's doing.
Now read your, Senator Marty, read your motion.
Mr. President, I was asking for, in other words, unanimous consent, we're past that? Okay.
We're past that, yeah.
Okay. Mr. President, having voted on the prevailing side, I move that the vote by whereby the Lynch A1 amendment to House File 1745 was passed by the Senate on May 15th, 2009, be now reconsidered.
Okay, on that motion, all in favor, signify by saying aye. Opposed, motion prevails. Senator Marty. The bill is before us. Okay, the amendment's before us. The bill's before us now. You want to withdraw your amendment?
Mr. President, I am supportive of the motion to withdraw the amendment.
It's the A1 amendment. All those in favor? Well, yeah, it's not a motion. You can withdraw your own amendment. Okay. Third reading.
House File 1745, a bill for enacting relating to health, requiring the Commissioner of Health to enroll pharmacies or pharmacists in the Pediatric Vaccine Administration Program, etc.
Secretary will take the roll. All senators having voted, desire to vote. Gimsey votes. Aye. There being 57 ayes, 8 nays, the bill is passed. It's totally agreed to. The 10th bill on the calendar is House File 1853. The chief author is Senator Sparks. Secretary will give the bill its third reading.
House File 1853, a bill for enacting a commerce regulating various licenses, forms, coverages, disclosures, notices, marketing practices, and records.
Secretary will take the roll. All senators have been voted. Senator Parasol votes. Desire to vote. Secretary will close the roll. There being 58 ayes, 7 nays. The bill is passed. Its title agreed to. The 11th bill, number 11 on the calendar, is House Bill 1193. The chief author, Senator Latz. Secretary will give the bill its third reading.
House File 1193, a bill for an act relating to claims against the state, providing for the settlement of various claims.
Secretary will take the roll. All senators having voted, desire to vote. Senator Langseth votes aye. We had 65 ayes, 0 nays. The bill is passed. Its title agreed to. Number 12 on the calendar, Senate File 963. The author, the chief author, is Senator Ortman. Secretary will give the bill its third reading.
Senate File 963, a bill for an act relating to public safety, modifying duties and responsibilities of Forensic Laboratory Advisory Board, etc.
Secretary will take the roll. All senators having voted, desire to vote. Secretary will close the roll. There being 65 ayes, 0 nays. The bill is passed. Its title agreed to. Number 13 on the calendar is House Bill 925. This is a chief author, Senator Dibble. Secretary will give the bill its third reading.
House File 925, a bill for an act relating to employment, expanding the official measure of unemployment, etc.
Secretary will take the roll. Secretary will close the roll. There'll be 45 ayes, 18 nays. The bill is passed. Its title agreed to. Number 14 on the calendar is Senate File 1623. The chief author is Senator Dill. The secretary will give the bill its third reading.
Senate File 1623, a resolution memorializing the President and Congress to repeal the federal legislation of 1863, ordering the removal of Dakota people from Minnesota.
Secretary will take the roll. All senators having voted, Senator Frederickson and Senator Parasol both vote aye. There being 65 ayes, 0 nays, the resolution is adopted, passed. The last bill On the calendar, number 15 on the calendar is House File 211. This is a Senator Saltzman bill. Secretary will give the bill its third reading.
House File 211, a bill for enacting a civil action, statutory housing warranties, etc.
Secretary will take the roll. All senators having voted, desire to vote, secretary close the roll. There being 40 ayes, 25 nays, the bill is passed and its title agreed to.
One sec.
Senator Pogemiller.
Mr. President, I believe we have Senate File 708 at the desk. Conference committee report.
That is correct.
The next order of business is the conference committee report on Senate File 708, Senator Phoebe.
Senator Phoebe.
Mr. President, I move that the foregoing recommendations and conference committee report on Senate File 708 be now adopted and that the bill be repassed as amended by the conference committee.
Okay. Senator Phoebe, a brief description of the bill and what has changed since the bill left the Senate floor.
Thank you, Mr. President and members. Senate File, as you remember, possibly 708, pertains to mortgage foreclosure consultants provisions modification. This bill is designed to protect homeowners from mortgage foreclosure scams by closing a loophole. This loophole being closed is basically that foreclosure consultants cannot charge fees up front to a family. The basic change that the conference committee, that was changed in conference committee, it's basically the exact same bill which passed off this Senate floor. The only minor difference is the effective date, which has been changed from an immediate effective date to the standard effective date of August 1st. The reason for that change is the House author felt more comfortable with the timetable and all stakeholders were fine with the effective date change. Again, it is essentially the exact same bill. Mr. President and members, I urge your support.
Discussion. Senator Phoebe renews her motion that the foregoing recommendations of the conference committee report on Senate File 708 be now adopted and the bill be repassed as amended by conference committee. All in favor signify by saying aye. Opposed. Motion prevails. Secretary, excuse me, will give the bill its third reading.
Senate File 708, a bill for an act relating to mortgages, modifying provisions relating to foreclosure, consultants, etc.
Secretary will take the roll. All senators having voted, desire to vote, secretary will close the roll. There being 61 ayes, 1 nay, the bill is passed and the title agreed to.
Mr. President?
Senator Pogemiller.
Mr. President, there's one bill that I'd like to special order. The other two we'll do on general orders, but I'd like to special order number 63 on the calendar. It's House File 1880 and yield to Senator Gerlach.
Senator Gerlach.
Thank you, Mr. President. This Bill 1880 is a bill that has already actually passed the Senate. It was part of the Omnibus Veterans and Agriculture Bill of Senator Vickerman's. But what we would like to do is use this to enable us to do something good for the Hastings Veterans Home. And what I would like to do at this time is offer the, let's see, it looks like the A3 Amendment. And then I will defer to Senator Sieben to talk in greater detail about what we're doing with it. So I'll offer the, actually, Senator Sieben, I think you gave me the wrong one. You gave me your election recount amendment here. I'm going to give these back to you. I want to offer the A3 Amendment.
Secretary will report the Gerlach A3 Amendment.
Senator Gerlach moves to amend House File 1880 as amended pursuant to Rule 45 adopted by the Senate May 14th as follows. Page 1, delete Section 1. Page 2, this is Amendment A-3.
Loose copies.
Senator Gerlach.
Thank you, Mr. President. We have the right amendment now. It is the A3 amendment. Again, members, this is the language you have here. There's two parts to this bill. One has to do with the hiring preference for veterans. And again, this is all identical language, which has already passed the Senate. And this amendment, the A3 amendment, duplicates that as a delete all, but it also adds in some provision here for the Hastings Veterans Home. So at this time, Mr. President, I think Senator Sieben would like to address the body on that particular provision.
Senator Sieben.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And first, I'd like to thank Senator Gerlach for allowing me to attach this language to this portion of the bill. Members, the portion of the bill that we are amending, or the new language on the bill, relates to the Hastings Veterans Home. There was an error made by an attorney in related to the support of the 60 units of supportive housing at the Hastings Veterans Home. And so this language just fixes that language. So we're switching the bonds from 501c3 bonds to general obligation bonds. There's no fiscal impact for this switch, and I've spoken with the relevant chairs from the various committees. And I'd ask for members' support and Sam for questions.
Okay, any further discussion on the A3 amendment? Seeing none, all those in favor, signify by saying aye. Opposed, motion prevails. Further discussion on House File 1880? Mike? Further discussions? Secretary will give the bill its third reading.
House File 1880, a bill for inoculating the veterans requiring an interview for veterans listed as meeting minimum qualifications and claiming veterans' preference for positions of state government employment.
Secretary will take the roll. All senators having voted, desire to vote, secretary will close the roll. It'll be at 64 ayes, 0 nays. The bill is passed. Its title agreed to. Senator Pogemiller.
Mr. President, I'd like to move a brief recess for the purposes of appointing conference committees.
Okay, the motion is moving a brief recess. All in favor, signify by saying aye. Opposed. Motion prevails. The Senate's in recess.
Senator Pogemiller.
Mr. President, is there a privilege report at the desk?
Senator Scogin.
Mr. President, having voting on the prevailing side, I move that the vote whereby the motion to not concur in the House amendment to Senate File 492 be now reconsidered.
On that motion?
Well, Mr. President, I had requested a three-person conference committee, and leadership and others involved in this particular issue asked that I increase that to five, and so I'd like to go back and add two more names to the conference committee.
On the Scogin mission, motion to reconsider the vote by which his motion to adopt the conference committee or reject the conference committee did not concur. On that motion, all in favor say aye. Opposed. Motion does prevail. Senator Scogin.
Mr. President, I now move that the Senate do not concur in the amendments by House to Senate File 492 and that a conference committee of five be appointed by the Subcommittee on Conference Committees on the part of the Senate to act with a like conference committee appointed on the part of the House.
On that motion, all in favor say aye. Opposed. Motion does prevail. Thank you. Senator Pogemiller.
Mr. President, I'd move a brief recess for purposes of appointing conference committees.
The Senate is in recess.
Mr. President.
On that motion, I'm sorry. All in favor say aye. Aye. Opposed. Motion does prevail.
Senate will come to order.
Oh, the Senate will come to order. You guys didn't come down front.
We.
Okay.
Mr. President,
Senator Pogemiller.
If the Senate's in order, I would ask if there's a privilege report at the desk.
There is a privilege report. The Secretary will read the privilege report.
Senator Pogemiller from the Subcommittee on Conference Committees recommends that the following senators be and they hereby are appointed as a conference committee on Senate File 915. Senators Dibble, Olson M., Rosen, Laurie, and Kubui. On Senate File 492, Senators Scogin, Clark, Ingebrigtsen, Moi, and Foley. Senator Pogemiller moves the foregoing appointments be approved.
On that motion, all in favor say aye. Opposed. Motion does prevail. Senator Pogemiller.
Mr. President, I move the Senate do now resolve itself into a committee of the whole for the purposes of taking up the general orders calendar.
On that motion, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed. Motion does prevail. Senator Pogemiller.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to designate two bills, number 64, House File 705, and number 67, House File 1276. I would yield to Senator Olson.
Senator Olson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I move that when this committee do arise, House File 705 be recommended to pass.
Senator Olson has moved that when this committee do arise, House File 705 be recommended to pass. Senator Olson, on that motion.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Mr. Chair, I believe that Senator Lynch has a motion.
Senator Lynch.
Mr. Chair, having voted on the prevailing side, I move that the vote whereby the Prettner-Solon A2 Amendment to House File 705 was passed by the Senate on May 15, 2009, be now reconsidered.
On that motion, all in favor say aye. Senator Solon.
Mr. Chair, I would urge the body to reject that motion, and I impose a call of the Senate. Oh, I'm sorry. I'd ask for a roll call vote.
A roll call has been requested. Are there three hands for a roll call? Seeing three hands, there will be a roll call. Senator Lynch, on your motion.
Thank you, Mr. President. The reason for the reconsideration, this is an issue that is of importance, particularly to the Minnesota Hospital Association, and I would believe that there were a number of members that were not on the floor during this discussion, and because of the implications that it imposes potentially for that association, I move that we reconsider.
Senator Solon.
Mr. Chair, the amendment as it went on is important to those people who cannot afford to buy insurance under normal circumstances and are paying for what they can afford or have other ways of providing prevention services for themselves or for their family. Now, this in no way says that there shouldn't be some high deductible plans that provide prevention. It just says that there at least has to be a plan that is a low enough cost that most people would be able to afford it. And it also is an important issue for small businesses who are struggling to provide insurance for their employees.
Senator Olson.
Well, Mr. Chair, I'm not sure if this would be the appropriate time to debate the merits. The motion that's in front of this body right now is to allow, as I made yesterday, a motion to allow people who had not been here and who had indicated that they were interested in this matter to have an opportunity to vote. And I appreciate that Senator Prettner-Solon has asked for a roll call vote because I think that will alert those members and give them an opportunity to come back and hear the discussion, which they've indicated to me is important to them. But if we are going to talk about the merits of the bill, then just for those of you who weren't here for the discussion yesterday, I would remind you that the bill, without the amendment, still allows high deductible plans that do not pay for first dollar preventive care to be offered. It just means that we will not give a tax advantage to plans because it's not in good public policy reason. We want to encourage people to get preventive care. We want to use our tax dollars to incent that behavior. First, because it saves lives, most importantly, but also because we have shown time and time again as we look at healthcare reform that prevention saves money in the overall healthcare system. I believe that's why both the doctors and the hospitals are supporting my bill without the amendment, and why, especially at this time, as difficult as things are for hospitals, that we should be supportive of this effort to try to save costs and to save lives. But once again, the amendment as it stands is simply to allow there to be reconsideration because so many members were absent. And so I really would request on a bipartisan basis that you would support Senator Lynch's amendment. Thank you.
Senator Hand.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Members, Senator Prettner-Solon's amendment is a good one, and I would urge a vote against the Lynch motion to reconsider.
Further discussion on the motion to reconsider? Seeing none, a roll call has been requested. The secretary will take the roll. All senators voting that desire to vote. The secretary will close the roll. There being 30 ayes and 34 nays, the motion does not prevail. Senator Olson, on your bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Well, at this point, with the amendment on, I would appreciate the members' support in passing this bill. It's, at least even with the amendment, a step in the right direction in making sure that there is at least a plan available for people with first-dollar preventive care, these types of high-deductible plans. So I would appreciate your support.
Further discussion on House File 705. Seeing none, Senator Olson has moved that when this committee do arise, that House File 705 be recommended to pass. On that motion, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion does prevail. Next on the list of special orders is House File 1276, Senator Lynch.
Mr. Chair, I move that when this committee do arise, that House File 1276 be recommended to pass.
Senator Lynch has moved that when this committee do arise, House File 1276 be recommended to pass. Senator Lynch, on that motion.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Members, the provisions contained in this bill have passed this body in the form of Senate File 3. As you'll recall, that was the mandate reduction bill. And the provisions contained in here specifically are the health mandates. And we are seeking to move this forward so that these items can be given further consideration. Senate File 3 doesn't appear to be moving, and this is a way that we can move these provisions forward. And I'll just remind members, these health mandates are the result of work that was completed by Senator Rosen, Senator Sharon, and Senator Lori and myself during the fall in preparation for this session so that we could offer some relief to our local units of our government, particularly our counties.
Thank you. Further discussion? Senator Rosen.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And Senator Lynch, I was hoping that perhaps you could give a better, more clearer description of this bill, because I think there's some very good provisions in the bill that need further clarification for the members in the chamber.
Senator Lynch.
Mr. Chair, Senator Rosen, I'm happy to do that. I was trying to be brief in that we did have a full debate and discussion on this when we heard Senate File 3 and passed that off the floor. But there's a fairly prescriptive list in your materials. This bill contains a number of provisions. Let me be clear that these are not provisions that result in cost savings to the state of Minnesota. Rather, they potentially will result in some flexibility and perhaps cost reductions for our counties in particular. There is no fiscal note associated with any of the provisions in this bill. That was one of the criteria that we wanted to adhere to in moving this forward. There are provisions in here that have to do with nursing home residents. There are provisions in here that have to do with children's services. We have a small provision in here that affords some flexibility to school districts with regard to health information that they give out. I'd be happy to answer any specific questions if members have anything particular that they might have questions or concern about. The provisions were the result of an inquiry that we sent out to many stakeholders. We got hundreds of suggestions, and as we worked through them, we wanted to weed out things that would have fiscal costs associated with them. We had to weed out a number of things that had federal dollars that would potentially be affected, and this is what we ended up with. And again, we're able to include all of these provisions in Senate File 3.
Further discussion on House File 1276. Seeing none, Senator Lynch has moved that when this committee do arise, House File 1276 be recommended to pass. On that motion, all in favor say aye. Opposed? Motion does prevail. Senator Betzel.
Mr. Chairman, I move that the committee do now rise and report.
On that motion, all in favor, aye. Opposed? Motion does prevail.
Senate will come to order. Mr. President, I move that the report of the committee of the whole, as kept by the secretary, be now adopted.
On that motion, all in favor say aye. Opposed? Motion does prevail. Senator Betzel.
Mr. President and members, Sir Poger Miller asked me to tell you that we'll be taking a recess to the call of the chair. He does not anticipate us coming back onto the floor before 6 p.m. So you can make whatever plans you wish, and we will not be back on the floor before 6 p.m., but it will still be at the call of the chair. He anticipates it may go beyond 6 p.m., but he isn't sure. So, Mr. President, I move the Senate recess to the call of the chair.
On that motion, all in favor say aye. Opposed? Motion is in. The Senate is in recess.
Order. Senator Clark.
Mr. President.
Get over to your seat.
Senator, is there any other business Clark at the desk?
No work at the desk. Any announcements? Without objection, Senator Torres Rayo will be excused from today's session all day, and Senator Rummel from 4 to 4:30. Senator Clark.
Mr. President, I move that we will adjourn till Sunday, May 17th at 4 p.m. And members, the DFL caucus will be caucusing at 3 o'clock.
On the motion to adjourn, all those in favor signify by saying aye. Opposed? Motion prevails. Senate stands adjourned.